marshmallow, you know, eat about that long, yeah. Look in the morning like that. Uh-huh. It's sweet too. And what I used to use it for, I use that stomp menu. You know,
I stable. You stomp?
No, they call that stomp menu because it, out of the stable, they use stomping all the time, you see. We go take that up in the stable.
Uh-huh.
And well, about the distance from here to that church, you make a hill, you open, put it down and cover it up. Early part of the fall.
Yeah.
Now when spring comes, you see, you plant that long body in April or May. You plant that crop. You're talking about making watermelon. And plenty of people use it for corn and different things.
Yeah.
It's better than that fertilizer they're using it now. You put that in that 1 year, it's good for 2 years. But that the stuff they use now, that thing is good to kill us, that thing ain't no good shit. Well, that's hardly half your crop, all right, but just for 1 year. And if you put too much of it, you kill that whatever it is. Too
yeah.
strong, you gotta put it in the distance from the plant. Well, everybody don't know that. And if you put it to hit your cotton leaf or anything, it's goodbye. It's gonna punch it. That's too strong. But I like that stump menu and oak leaf. Take that, put it in the middle and cover it up. And by the time you get ready to, you know, to plant, that stuff rot.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Now, how much, now the top of the corn stalk is the what?
Why that? Where? Behind me?
What's at the top of the corn stalk?
They got a blossom. A lush, a thing, comes like flowers in the middle of that hill, you know? Way up. And then that thing come out, maybe not quite that big, and then when we come out about that long, it spreads out.
Yeah.
Just like a parasol. But as it go up, these little things coming out.
It's called a what?
I call them blossom.
Tossel, yeah.
Tossel, yeah, something like that. And let me tell you one thing. If you don't have that, you got a full corn crop.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, that thing coming out.
Yeah, but you know, the kind of corn that's tender enough to eat off the cob?
Sure.
That's cob.
Yeah, you take the old-fashioned corn like we used to really eat it. But they got the old blam corn there now. You call a hybrid corn.
Mm-hmm.
The toughest thing I ever see. A bike can hardly get in there. I mean, right to the end of that ear, you know,
mm-hmm.
looked like it's plant up there. And I used to plant that yellow then. Make a big ear, you know, long ear and tender.
Roast it,
cut it off, call it, fry it. And them boys used to get there and pick the top, you know, the end. They'll open it, but they can't open that ivory. So, the way we had to do. Now, when that corn come up, making the ear and the boy, black boy, bother me, you had to go there and turn it down, fan it over, so the boy can't get it. You see, the end of it is down, so that boy can't stay there and bite. He'll bite the back, but he can't get into the back. That's the way we used to save that corn. But at Harvey, you don't have to do that. Shit, thing tough and tough to eat. Well, whenever it's ready to eat, you better eat it. 3-4 days, then got this stuff. And tough for mule to bite too. I used to have to take mine, you know, and chop it like that. But it's neck a lot to the acre. I know Mr. Rick, yeah. He told me he made 300 and some bound to the acre off of that corn. I said, well, how you planning? He said, he drilled it. And put twice or three times fertilizer what you put in that old-fashioned corn. I said, my God, man, no, I'm glad. Many acres would make a good crop. And the poor man, you know what happened to him? He was a ragline man. You know, thing with Dayton Canal. Something was going wrong in front there. That man got on to fix something. I don't know what happened. That ragline went to move it, run over the kid. Match him, tens of dime, bus him over. I sure was sorry when that happened. That was a fine man, Mr. Ray. I said, well, something.